Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be chatting about bear season, as it may be a little early, but the season is currently underway, as there have been a few bear sightings already in Fort McMurray. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Joseph Mugato, who was the first person to announce their intention to run for one of the six Ward 1 councillor seats on Wood Buffalo's council in this upcoming election. So, Joseph, first off, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. Maybe just to start off with those who haven't had a chance to meet you before, can you share a little bit about yourself?
I have been in Fort McMurray since 2009, and the from that time until now, I'm someone who has been a local person. And I do a lot of activities in this community. And also, I work here. I have a house here. My family lives here. So that's, in short, who I am.
So let's get into why specifically you wanted to run. What was the reason that really drove you to want to, join the field of politics?
Okay. There's a number of reasons why I decided to run. I can, for example, the first one is when I look at what the council is doing, especially this flood, how to they handled the flood issue. I was not really happy that time. I thought more could have been done. Like, for example, in this area, you know, every year we are going to get floods. And because we are going to get floods because of the area where we live, there should be more, we should be more proactive in trying to mitigate this problem so that we don't have this issue anymore. It shouldn't be a problem year after year. There should be more solutions on it.
Was this really, I guess, the driving point right after the flood happened? I'm assuming the few months afterwards, that's what really drove you to want to, join council?
That's one of them. There are a number of factors. So I just gave you one. I can go to the next one. The next one, which also drove me, you see, as I told you, I own a house here, and the property value has been going down year after year. And this needs to be stopped. And I am seeing this council not doing anything to solve this. Before the last election, they talked about that they were going to, to move the camps away from our city so that the people who works around the city of Fort McMurray should be living here to help drive the economy here. And I'm not seeing anybody doing that. So I think I need to come in and try to help the people that no. We have to do something, because if I just sit down and let these people who are in council right now not solving these problems for us, thinking they are going to do it, then I don't think we are going anywhere. So I think if I come in and try to push the narrative of the council of having the camps moved further away from our city, and also stopping in the flying fly out just around our city so that we can direct traffic at our airport.
Okay, so two things there I want to chat about.
when we're talking about, you know, home appraisals, and, you know, there's not much the municipality can do there. So are you kind of more upset that they haven't done a lot when it comes to maybe supporting the local economy?
Yes. If you look at, as I'm saying, if the camps are moved further away from the city, the people will come in, because most of these houses now are empty. That's why the value is going down, because people are not living here and they are not spending the money here. So it's like we are moving Fort McMurray into a ghost city, which we don't want. People just fly in and fly out. They get the money and they are not using it here. So we have to do something.
Mm-hmm. So would that say that's your main priority, is fly in, fly out? Obviously, you kind of touched on a lot, but you seem very passionate when it comes to fly in, fly out. So I'm assuming the motion that was brought forward a couple of years ago that you were in support of, would you like to see something, you know, brought back again, which would...
Yes, I need to resuscitate this. I need to push this narrative. People should understand that if we can help the people around here who live here, then I don't think we should have the guts to go and represent the people. If we can't represent them in the matters which affect them in their daily life.
So it sounds like you're quite critical of the current council. So is it your opinion that in this upcoming election, are you hoping to see, you know, quite a lot of change around the horseshoe?
Yes, that's why if you see on my campaign, I'm saying let's change, vote for change. Because if people are in a position for a long time, they kind of forget the basics, why they are there. So that's why I am saying, let's vote for change.
All right. Well, Joseph, that's pretty much all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
I'm trying to come in and help everybody and represent everybody, including the minority people. But and I'm going to be representing everybody. There's a lot of things happening, especially if you look also at the minority part or the minority side of things. Many people, like the Rashid issue, whereby people brought in issues and they wanted these issues to be looked after. But if you look at what the country is saying, they just brush everything aside. Nobody could look after the minorities. So representing the minorities and everybody.
Once again, that was Joseph Mugato, who was the first person to announce their intention to run for one of the six Ward 1 councillor seats on Wood Buffalo's council in this year's election. If you're looking for more information about Joseph and any of the other candidates running in the election, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about bears, as bear season is underway.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from Joseph Mugato, who is running for one of the six Ward 1 councillor seats on Wood Buffalo's council in this year's election. If you're looking for more information about Joseph or any of the other candidates, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now joining me over the phone is Tyler Murphy, who is Alberta Fish and Wildlife Officer. And Tyler, I appreciate you coming back on the show. We've had you in years past talking about bear season as it's currently underway. It still may be a little cold out. It's getting a little warmer today, and we still have some snow, but there have been a few bear sightings already. Maybe just to start off with, can you share some tips just for those who maybe are new to the community or maybe just don't know, what can they do to prevent, you know, one of those encounters from getting, you know, pretty nasty, as hopefully when people see a bear, it's just they see a bear and most of them just kind of, you know, get away. So what are some tips for those who do encounter a bear?
Yeah, so coming out of winter, it's not always front of mind that that bear season is on the horizon. But, you know, we've had a mild winter this year, so we have had a few sightings, you know, when it was really, really mild. And it's not uncommon to have that when it is mild. Bears will come out and walk around. They realize it's still winter and go back in. So for residents, I mean, we like to get out and recreate, especially when it's warm. So some considerations there are having bear spray. So you wouldn't think maybe bear spray in the winter, but good to be carrying that all year, because not only is it good for use on bears, but you could also use it for something like a coyote or a fox or a cougar or something to that effect that you might encounter. So that's a consideration. Something for residents on their property, especially those on the green belts. You want to look at things in your yard like bird feeders. If you've been feeding birds all winter, or if you feed your dogs outside, time to start bringing that stuff in and get that stuff cleaned up. Recyclables. So if you have a stockpile of recycling, you've been waiting to go to the bottle depot because of COVID and it's very busy over there all the time, maybe time to look at making a trip down there and getting that stuff off your property, because all those smells and things will bring the bears in and it's all attractants.
I'm curious. I know you mentioned there that there have been a few sightings so far. We did have a pretty good warm spell, I believe, the last couple of weeks. It's gone a little cooler now, but the temperature is looking like it's going to be picking up again. Do you know how many sightings we've had so far early on this year?
In the city, we've had a couple sightings. So one bear that actually it ended up staying around the neighborhood. We ended up putting that bear down. That was back in February. So it had stayed around the community for several days. It was approaching residences and people and accessing non-natural food. Obviously, in the wintertime, there's nothing for bears to eat. So you know, having a bear wandering around the community in the middle of winter and is not a good thing. So we were able to track that bear down after several days, and then that one was put down.
And I know for those who are maybe just new to the community or maybe just don't understand, I know the first priority when we have cases like this where bears come into like the residential area, the focus is relocating them quite a far distance away from the community. And once they start coming back again, that's when you have to think about euthanization, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, our number one goal is always public safety. So there are situations where maybe on a first instance we do have to put a bear down, but always the goal is public safety and yes, looking to relocate bears. Last year we trapped 80 bears in Fort McMurray. So for perspective, for those who may not be aware, or maybe those that are aware, there are a lot of bears around, and we do deal with a lot of bears in the city. So that's a large number of bears, and it's a lot of work for us, a lot of man hours. So any education we can get out to the public on how they can reduce interactions and bring in those bears into town, we're always looking to do that, because obviously the outcome is better for the bears if we don't ever have to deal with them, and they're just never become an issue.
Mm-hmm. I think when you mentioned that there was that one case up in February, that's pretty early in the year. I've been here for almost 5 years, and I think that's the earliest I've heard of a bear coming out of hibernation and kind of making its way. Is that common? Do we usually have maybe one or two that's kind of just, like you said, it gets a little warmer, they come out, kind of look around, and then they realize, oh crap, it's winter again, and they go back?
Yeah, it is common. Not really up here, because we don't usually have those kind of mild spells in the winter. Like, generally, our winters are fairly cold. But we did have a lot of, you know, decent stretches where it was quite mild and melting. And yeah, sometimes the dens can get flooded out, depending on where they've built their den. If there's a lot of melt going on, and if they're close to where water naturally drains, they could end up having their den flooded out for a few days, and they have to get out and have a look around and walk around. So not uncommon, but a little uncommon for up this far north, for sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple more questions for you, Tyler. Of the 80 that were caught last year, did any of them have to be put down, or were they all relocated?
Yeah, so in 2020, out of 80 bears that we handled, we ended up euthanizing 49 of those, and 31 were relocated.
Okay.
So and the majority of those are from the residential areas, for the most part. You know, we look after a large area. All of the RMWB essentially is our district, so including all the oil sands facilities and the outlying rural communities and the city. So total 80 bears captured, and 31 of those were relocated.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk about bear season, as it's currently underway, as a few people in Fort McMurray have already come across one of nature's biggest animals.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. Ew. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Tyler Murphy, who is an Alberta Fish and Wildlife Officer, and we're talking about bear season, as there still may be snow on the ground, but bear season is currently underway, as we've had a few sightings already in the Fort McMurray area. One bear, unfortunately, did have to be put down, as it just kept coming closer to residences where, you know, it could pose a potential safety risk for many people. I know last year, Tyler, you were mentioning that there were 80 that had to be caught and 49 of those had to be put down. So you did provide some tips on, you know, how to avoid these encounters, including just having bear spray, making sure that you know, all garbage is contained properly, all pet food is secured. So those are some big tips that will, you know, hopefully prevent bears from wanting to wander in.
Yeah, the public, there's a lot of information available online, which is helpful. You can go to bearsmart.alberta.ca, and you'll be able to find online publications there, tips for around the house, tips for when you're out recreating. If you have any kind of agricultural property, not necessarily in Fort McMurray, but maybe south, some folks do own property around Wandering River and not those areas. There's also tips there for those types of uses as well. So, yeah, with the goal of being just coexisting with bears and doing what you can to reduce conflict on your property and when you're out recreating.
All right, well, just one last topic, Tyler. And I know that you live up here, so you would probably be aware of the Backyard Hen Pilot Project that was approved by council recently. And we had a lot of concerns about, you know, these hens potentially bringing in predators from the boreal forest, obviously bears included. Is this a concern coming from you guys? Is this something that you think could potentially lead to increased bear traffic in our areas? And if so, are there tips for those who are taking part in the project?
Yeah, there definitely is an attracting factor there for sure. There are some current residences in rural areas that do have chicken coops and or hen houses, if you want to call them that. And we have had issues in the past. So and it's not uncommon. I mean, all over the province, folks that have agricultural properties that maintain chickens and other animals do have issues with bears and wolves and cougars and other predators. So yeah, it is definitely something that if you are interested and you're going to consider putting one of these on your property, that you're following all the rules as far as having it contained. And I would recommend that if you do have one, that electric fencing be one of the things that you consider and that you look at implementing, putting around that structure. Because electric fence is probably one of the most effective deterrents to keep bears out of things. And other predators as well, or, you know, even neighborhood cats and dogs to keep them out of there as well. So, and just having it as fully enclosed as possible, I believe that's a component of the bylaw. But yeah, just making sure that it's contained and secure and managing all the waste and stuff to minimize the smells as well.
Also, Tyler, I almost forgot, for those who do encounter a bear, how can they contact you and your colleagues?
Just if folks do see a bear or anything else of concern in the community, that they can phone the Report a Poacher hotline, which is 24/7. That's 1-800-642-3800, and you can report any fish or wildlife violation there, as well as any problem wildlife incident. And they can also phone our office during business hours, Monday to Friday, and that phone number is 780-743-7200.
Well, Tyler, before I let you go, anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
So with the 80 bears there that we did capture, that's the ones that we handled. So we had 248 occurrences last year involving 323 individual bears.
Okay, and then just the 80 specific ones you got. Yeah.
Yes, that's ones we actually handled. So that's not all the bears we dealt with. We dealt with 323 individuals in 248 occurrences, and that was the captured bears was the 80.
Once again, that was Tyler Murphy, Alberta Fish and Wildlife Officer, talking about bear season. If you're looking for more information, all you have to do is head to the Mix News page. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.